From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A deadline on Iran nuclear negotiations extended. International negotiations on Iran's nuclear program have been extended a week to July 7 after the self-imposed deadline to reach a comprehensive deal by June 30th came and went. At the White House, President Obama cautioned the U.S. would walk away from a nuclear deal if he is not convinced it would block Tehran's path to building a nuclear weapon.
There has been a lot of talk on the other side from the Iranian negotiators about whether, in fact, they can abide by some of the terms that came up in Luzon. If they cannot, that's going to be a problem, because I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
The talks in Vienna are believed to hinge on the scope of inspections and the timing of the lifting of sanctions. Meanwhile, the UN Atomic Watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is reportedly ready to announce that Iran has complied with a preliminary deal requiring a reduction in the stockpile of low-enriched uranium. Liberia Tuesday announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free, with a positive test on the body of a teenager, the first confirmed case since May 9th. Bernice Don, the country's health minister, says the 17-year-old died June 24 and was safely buried after the body was swabbed for testing.
The sample was sent out for testing. It was sent to the laboratory for testing. On receipt of this positive result, the incident management system activated a team to conduct a detailed investigation in the area.
More than 11,000 people have died of Ebola in West Africa over the past 18 months. This is VOA News. Indonesian officials say more than 140 people perished when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra Tuesday. There were 122 people aboard the ill-fated Hercules C-130, which slammed into a hotel and two homes in Medan shortly after takeoff. Greece is officially in default after missing a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided Tuesday against extending a bailout program for Athens, which would have enabled it to meet its obligations. The ministers plan to hold further talks Wednesday. Greek businessmen hope for a quick solution. Konstantinos Mikolos is head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce.
We're losing 59 businesses per day. 600 jobs are being lost as a result of this economic policy, and therefore we need to find an alternative solution.
Greece's next hope for relief would be the IMF agreeing to a Greek request to extend that loan. Tunisian officials say the gunman who killed nearly 40 people at a Tunisian hotel beach resort last week was trained at a jihadist camp in Libya last year. The officials told Western media the gunman, Saif Rezgoui, trained in Libya at the time as two other Tunisian gunmen who were responsible for killing more than 20 people at the Bardo Museum in Tunis in March. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond Tuesday acknowledged the IS group poses a significant security challenge.
I think the thing that's changed is the spread of ISIL into the ungoverned territory of Libya, a neighboring country to Tunisia. As ISIL has spread across Libya, it has posed a threat not just to us, but to the neighboring countries, which sadly we've seen realized in this attack in Tunisia.
Many of those killed near Sousse were British nationals. Dozens more were wounded. The UN says another 10,000 Burundians fled the country over the weekend ahead of Monday's controversial parliamentary election. Since the country's turmoil began with a decision in April by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term, more than 140,000 are believed to have fled to neighboring countries, including Tanzania, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Rwanda. In Egypt, security officials say Islamist militants killed at least 11 soldiers in a wave of attacks Wednesday against military checkpoints in the Sinai. The attacks targeted at least five checkpoints, including a suicide bombing near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. China's parliament has adopted a sweeping new national security law critics say will further enshrine and expand the country's suppression of political dissent. It allows authorities to take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.